She wore a huge woolen blue jumper, heavy black boots, and a bored expression. "Anna, I need you to run back to the workshop and get my flensing tool," said Ellie. "What's a flensing tool?" said Anna, yawning. "It's a sharp blade on the end of a long pole," said Ellie. "It's in the loft, beside the bookcases, hanging below a telescope and a rifle." "You have a rifle," said Anna, leaning forward, suddenly interested. "And bullets." "Just hurry, all right," said Ellie, and Anna rolled her eyes and slouched off up the street. Ellie hopped on the seawall, then dropped down the other side. The crowd gasped as she landed on the roof of the chapel 10 feet below. "What is she doing?" said a woman. Ellie held out her hands to steady herself, stepping along the rooftop like a tightrope walker. The whale's eyes were closed, eyelids wrinkled and creased, like those of an old man. She knelt, drawing one hand delicately along the whale's side. Its skin was hard, covered in white barnacles and crisscrosses of scar tissue.
"What's going on here?" said a voice above.
Ellie glanced up and saw a young city guardsman nudging his way through the crowd, gawky and big-eared, dressed in a black cap and dark blue greatcoat.